Let me get to this issue of the risk being hedged. Firms must identify their specific price exposure. So again, if you've got that tire inventory, you can't say I'm exposed to rubber, I'm exposed to tire prices. Similarly, at this point, if you're a triple A, you can't say I'm exposed to U.S. government securities. Your exposure is triple A. So you're not allowed to ignore those spread differences right now. But the big issue in fixed income exposures is the question of how do I assess, I'm going to get a new present value at the end of the period, but it's not relative to the old present value, it's relative to the present value that I would have had interest rates not changed. And so the question is, well, how do I calculate that, I like to call it V2 star, V1 being the original present value, V2 being the ending present value. V2 star is the present value that I would have realized had interest rates remained the same. And how am I calculating that? Well, that's a little tricky because, in fact, I can specify what it means to have interest rates remaining the same in I think, just these three ways. One is to assume that the yield curve remains exactly where it is. The second is to assume that the forward rates implied by the original yield curve are realized. And the third is that the yield to maturity of my instrument stays the same. And depending on which way I choose to calculate my V2 star, I'm going to get different accounting results. So just to give you a quick example here, suppose my objective is to convert from fixed rate to floating. I've got a fixed rate loan of 6%, and I'm going to use a swap against it, and I've constructed this example where the swap is also a 6% fixed rate swap versus floating. And let's assume that when I do this deal, when I shake hands on the swap, the variable rate is 5%. And then 3 months later, it turns out when I reset on the variable, it's 9%. It should be clear that my objective here is to convert an interest expense from 6 and 6 for the first two quarters to a result that will be 5 and 9. That's what I'm looking for. Well, what we need to do, remember, at the end of the first quarter now, we're talking about the three-month rate being 9%. Remember, originally in the first quarter it was 5, now it's 9. So the present value of that final cash flow, which includes my original principal plus a 6% coupon amount, comes out to be 101.5, will be discounted by three different rates under my three different choices. If I choose to assume that V2 star is calculated with the original yield curve in place, that was a three-month rate of 5%. And I'd have a V2 star or PV of 100.25. If I choose to assume the forward rate that was originally in place is realized, remember I had a 5% three-month rate, a 6% six-month rate. The forward three-month rate would have been around 7%. I'd end up with a benchmark of 99.78. And if I assumed the yield to maturity stayed the same, 6%, now 6%, I'm at par. Well, what this means is, depending on your choice, the starting present value of this loan was always 100. The ending present value at the end of the first quarter, was the 99.27. But the change that goes into the basis adjustment is the difference between that 99.7 and one of those three PV stars, or V2 stars. You can get different results. And that's the last thing I can tell you.
You have so much here on the dig. I hope you get time to talk